You're listening to the audio production of Frederick by Frederick Nadabara-Hime and Amy Parker, published by Thomas Nelson and read by Barry Scott.
Forward. When I first met Frederick, he was still just a kid at the Imbabazi orphanage in Rwanda. I was immediately awestruck by the beaming smile of this young man who had been through so much, who had lost his hands to a group of ruthless murderers. I wondered how a kid could have suffered so much and yet still be smiling, still be filled with such a contagious hope. And then the other question hit. How in the world is he sitting there painting a landscape with no hands? During his first trip to the United States, I watched him adapt quickly to a world that before stepping off that plane, he had never even fathomed. A world with car washes, five-lane roads, and a set of prosthetic hands just for him. He blew us all away with his abilities, and he's been doing it ever since. When he headed back to Rwanda with those new hands, I thought, our work is done here. Frederick's story has a happy ending. But then, when I went back to see him in Rwanda, there he was, teaching a group of disabled people how to play volleyball with no hands. So, we did a little filming and closed that storybook with another unbelievable happy ending. But then I went back again, and there he was, in a two-room building, teaching the disabled and beggars how to paint and speak English. That moment was a turning point for me. That's when this kid truly took hold of my heart. That's when I learned to never underestimate Frederick Ndabaramiye.